Welcome, everybody. Filibuster Freestyle. It is your buddy, Gavin. And guess what? We got an old favorite, Jeremy Johnson, Man Cook Good, talking Final Four picks based on the food of the places of the teams that are in the Final Four. We're doing the men, and this year, a new wrinkle. We're adding the women in as well. Here comes the theme song, maybe. And if not, there was no time, which I'll go into in a minute with Jeremy. All right, everybody. Jeremy's here as promised, and as I quasi-promised, there would or would not be a theme song in between the intro. And I said there was no time. There's no time. JJ, how are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Are you in the Ford Maverick sound booth, unofficial sponsor of the week?
Yes, I'm in the Ford Maverick sound booth sitting outside my daughter's school. And once we're finished, I'll go get her.
And that's why there's no time. And Jeremy's on the West Coast, as those of you who are longtime listeners know. And I am here on the East Coast. And we just did bath time with Charlotte, the producer. So Jeremy and I had to find this window to do an annual tradition, which has become condensed. But we're going to add the women's bracket a little bit, too. We'll get the Final Four food selections from Man Cook Good, from JJ, on the West Coast, in the Ford Maverick sound booth. Couple interesting wrinkles, JJ, at the top. North Carolina State and University of Connecticut both have their men's and women's teams in. So really, even though there's eight teams, we're talking about six different cuisines in two different brackets. I think it's the first time it's ever happened that both had two schools got both teams in the same Final Four. So we're part of history.
I gave each club their own food.
And that's why Jeremy's a pro, and that's why you should go on Instagram.
We set up like a super final between the winners of the men's and winners of the women's. So we'll talk it out, and I think I'm going to let you pick, and then we're going to work our way through it.
All right, cool. So do you have the selections in front of you? I mean, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start. You want to start with the men and go to the women or vice versa?
I got Alabama and UConn up first.
All right, so that's the men. All right, so UConn, Alabama, what are we representing from those two places relative to the cuisine, sir?
Well, Alabama, if you recall, their basketball team introduced us and listeners to the pod to white gravy.
Now, I remember that vaguely from a few years back, yes.
Over the years, the Alabama White Gravies have had some pretty good runs in the brackets, and I was tempted to get into it again. Basically, white gravy is like a mayonnaise-based sauce that is used as like a almost like a white barbecue sauce. But you know what? This year, we're going to zag a little bit, especially since they're in the Final Four. We're going to give them pecan pie, which is an Alabama favorite. They've got a big pecan crop there and a lot of history with it. And if you were to type in, you know, famous foods of Alabama, pecan pie is always near the top. And it's really close to everybody's heart, I think, that enjoys Thanksgiving in this country. So
this is fair.
Pecan pie.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're, this is Alabama's men's team's first ever trip to the Final Four. And so it makes sense to change it up from the more regional, nuanced white gravy to something we can all enjoy, a little pecan pie, right? So I like that.
And they're going up against a major heavyweight in on the court and off in UConn with New Haven style pizza, which is kind of a cross between like a traditional Italian Neapolitan pie and a New York style pie.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's like, you can't really find it very far outside of New Haven, Connecticut.
Correct.
And anybody that says they have it that I've encountered is full of it. So if you haven't had it, it's generally kind of like an oval or oblong. It doesn't really stretch into like a perfect circle. It's really thin crust. There's a lot of charred marks. It's chewy. It's done in like a coal oven. It's super, super high temps. And if you order a plain pizza, it comes with just tomato sauce on it. You have to add cheese as a topping.
Yes, right, so, right.
And that for me is you talk about the quintessential Man Cook Good NCAA March Madness food bracket. This is the kind of local delicacy that this whole thing has been built on.
Correct.
This is a heavy, heavy favorite.
Right. Back when you and I had a little bit more time on our hands, especially on my side, but also on yours, we were doing a lot of different teams and we had to do some stretches. But this is like two well-loved and respected regional foods and two flagship brands of their states in terms of universities. So really it is a Final Four matchup both on the court and in the kitchen. So very exciting. Do you want me to pick a winner here myself or?
Well, let's go to the next one.
I like it. Yeah, for sure. I like that. Yep.
NC State, you know, I mean, let's think about this here for a second. When was the first time you ate a donut, Gavin?
Oh, geez. I mean, probably, to be honest, ironically, probably around the last time NC State was in the Final Four in 1983.
When was the first time? So, all right. So
40 years ago, first time easily.
You ate a Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, you know, way later, right? Like, probably in my...
Yeah, you probably remember exactly where you were.
Like my late 20s, for sure, yeah.
So for me, Krispy Kreme was a brand that hadn't made it to New England yet.
That's right.
And we did a trip to New York City in the aftermath of 9/11, thinking our tourist dollars would
help.
Help. You know, we're just trying to help, man. And we were young, and it was a crazy time. So we went and spent a bunch of money there, bought some fake drugs, partied really late. And I got my first Krispy Kreme donut. And Krispy Kreme donuts are from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oof.
So NC State gets Krispy Kreme donuts.
Which, by the way, to your point, I mean, I think the first place I ever had it, not on the same trip as you, but was probably New York City, which is as far as they had made it in our early 20s. So that is, again, both the pecan pie, excuse me, and the Krispy Kreme, not something you necessarily think about when you think about the state of Alabama or the city of Raleigh. But Jeremy just said, there it is. So I love it. And then who are we going Krispy Kreme against? I know it's Purdue, okay. But what are they? The Purdue what?
Purdue, which just for the record, has no connection to Purdue
Chicken
Farms.
Yep.
And no connection to Purdue Pharma. So we can take chicken tenders and OxyContin off of the list.
Okay.
Although, interestingly enough, Purdue University, all of their chicken is supplied by Purdue Farms.
I mean, you kind of have to do it, right?
There's a synergy opportunity there. Even though the spelling is different, someone just made a phone call and said, we have to make this happen.
Yeah, the pronunciation's close enough, you know?
I would say that Indiana is not a state known for its cuisine.
Yeah, I have recollections of this from past editions of this pod. So, yes.
It's kind of like a hodgepodge of like Southern comfort food and Midwestern food that, you know, somebody declared themselves world famous and people get excited about it. But I'm sure that anybody in a proper barbecue state would laugh outwardly if they heard that Indiana was claiming to have great barbecue.
Yeah.
And maybe they do. Let's not be gatekeepers here.
Correct.
But there is one thing that I've discovered about Indiana that I reminded myself of this year is they have a breaded and fried pork tenderloin sandwich that is, you know, on the menu in pretty much every local Indiana, you know, home style restaurant. It's kind of like a chicken cutlet sandwich for those of us in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure that they pound the tenderloin out.
Yep, nice and thin.
It's such a lean meat that if you were to not pound it out, by the time you cooked it all the way through, it would be like a, you know, a piece of sandpaper. So I'm going to give them a pork tenderloin sandwich. And honestly, I would really enjoy eating one of those right about now.
Ditto. So listen, this is, I mean, I've already got some really visceral reactions to who's going to win in the food bracket. You know, I can't quit the idea of that chicken cutlet, whatever sandwich. I just think it'd be lovely. I want NC State to win in the real game because they're the 11 seed and they've won 9 games in a row. And if they had lost any of those games, they wouldn't have even made the tournament in terms of the first 5 they won. But I got to go. I got to go with that chicken cutlet thingy sandwich you just talked about. What is it called again?
The pork tenderloin.
Ah, sorry. Sandwich. Pork tenderloin. Yeah.
Similar even better. To a chicken cutlet.
Sorry. Yeah. So the pork tenderloin.
We framed up sweet versus savory in both.
We sure did. So, and I'm a savory.
If you were a sweet tooth guy, this might go a different way.
This is true. And you know, as much as I love a Krispy Kreme donut, I do feel like it has been, you know, there's a point where they overexpanded, right? And maybe there's an analogy here of, you know, at some point, is NC State's Cinderella going to end, run going to end? And whether it does or doesn't, like I said, I hope it doesn't. I gotta go with this pork tenderloin sandwich deal. I gotta do it. And I'm gonna stay savory in the men's bracket. And I just don't like pecan pie the way I like other pies, though I respect it. And I've had a lot of New Haven style pizza for a guy who's not from New Haven. So I'm going pizza versus sandwich in the final, JJ. I mean, do you concur? I mean, again, they're all good choices. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I can't argue with that. Maybe if it was, if we were hitting you up around Thanksgiving, or if you were a pecan pie fan, yeah, you'd be stumping hard for them. But it's pretty hard to go against New Haven style pizza. We also have a New England bias.
Yeah.
Anybody that is making a distinctly New England pizza is something that I think we both rally behind, because as much as I love a New York pie, they've kind of stolen the national identity of pizza.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme, you know, donuts are definitely having their moment in the United States, and Krispy Kreme specifically is now apparently going to have products at McDonald's, which doesn't really affect those of us who make a moderate income and are middle-aged. We don't really tend to eat there very often. But I might be more excited about it if I was in my 20s or teens.
Yes.
But, I mean, honestly, like, it is almost dinner time here. And if somebody handed me a Krispy Kreme donut and a pork tenderloin sandwich, the choice would be made for me. I'd be going with a pork tenderloin sandwich. So we're in agreement, which is not great for radio, but you got to go with your heart.
All right. Well, good news. Let's pause it there. I want to hear the women's bracket, because we've got, again, two schools that are represented twice, and you've come up with eight different selections. So before I put somebody through on the men's side for the super final, I'd like to know what I'm up against on the women's side to maybe make a savory matchup and or a sweet one.
Well, North Carolina State versus South Carolina.
Ooh, it's a barbecue battle. It's got to be, right?
You know, kind of. It could be. Well, it definitely starts out that way. North Carolina State gets Carolina style barbecue, which is generally pork, traditionally, over hardwood coals and a vinegar-based sauce. And it's lovely. I mean, yeah. This is a true American product, and it's very specific to the Carolina area, but specifically North Carolina. South Carolina, they have like a mustard-based,
yes,
sauce that is kind of more... South Carolina draws a lot of food inspiration from the slave trade that came through there, hundreds of years ago.
Yep.
But ironically, the mustard sauce is like due to like German immigrants that were there.
Interesting.
That incorporated mustard into the barbecue culture.
Yeah, it's more of a chicken mix, right? Usually you go with chicken and the mustard a lot more.
Yeah, and I did not give South Carolina the mustard sauce.
Oh, you did not? Okay, you were just setting us up. Okay.
No, it's not a vinegar-based sauce versus mustard sauce. I actually gave them Frogmore stew, which is more generally known as like a low country boil.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got to represent that low country boil. Smart move.
This is hard.
This is very hard.
Boiled corn, shrimp, sausage, potatoes. I mean, preferably you boil it in beer and you pour it out over some newspaper on a picnic table and you eat it outside. This is their version of the clam bake, the lobster boil. Like, this is done all over the world. You just take the most delicious things that grow or live nearby, and you throw them all in a pot with some sausage and a liquid, and you cook them all together, and it tastes amazing. So what we've got is Carolina-style barbecue. For this purpose, it's pork smoked over hardwood with a vinegar-based sauce on it versus a low-country boil of corn, shrimp, sausage, and potatoes.
Yeah.
This is what I present to you, Gavin. I don't envy your choice.
So this is a heavyweight battle. And again, you're talking to a guy who lived in North Carolina on the South Carolina line in Charlotte for 5 years. And so I've had plenty of both. And for the sake I mean, if this was the final, this is the super, this could be the super final matchup. This is like the bracket of death, right? Like the winner of this might win the whole thing type of a deal. I love me some vinegar-based North Carolina, especially east of I-95, which is really East Carolina University territory, barbecue sauce. That being said, I got to give it up for the Low Country Boil for two reasons. One, it's absolutely delicious. Two, it's authentic. And three, the only undefeated team in the whole country are the Lady Gamecocks of South Carolina, coached by the legendary Don Staley. So I'm going to give them the nod in what I think will be the hardest matchup of this first round. For me. For me, dog. But I'm only doing it to try to keep things unique for the battle at the end. I think those are both probably the two best things in this, not knowing what the next two are. Where are you at?
Well, I admire your ability to choose away from barbecue because it's hard. That's a hard
super choice. Hard, super hard.
I want to choose the Low Country Boil. I want to wax poetic about country afternoons and picking tables and the sound of the cicadas and the family gathered around and domestic light beers. But I got to go, which, by the way, I could have all those things with Carolina-style barbecue. But
you sure
I gotta
could.
I got to go with the vinegar-based sauce. I got to go with the pork. I got to go with the hardwood coals. This is your pod, last I checked. You have veto power. So,
all right, let's put a pin in that one. I want to hear the next.
Country Boil advances.
Oh, I want to hear the next matchup before we fully. Maybe we're in overtime in that game. Let's check on the other game.
We're flipping channels.
Yep. Go to True TV. Is Practical Jokers on, or is it for basketball? That's the only two things.
UConn's got Connecticut-style lobster roll.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's coming. Absolutely.
You know, for those people that don't know the difference, the main lobster roll is the more famous version.
Cold.
Served cold.
Yep.
Generally mayonnaise-based on a hot dog bun. The Connecticut-style lobster roll is served hot with drawn butter and is usually some lemon juice in the mix, generally over the top. For me, this is a classic and one of my favorite things from New England and kind of like a perennial because of UConn's prolific basketball success and the strength of their lobster roll. We've seen this thing every year we've done this, which at this point, are we coming up on 4 or 5 years?
This is at least four. Might be five. I have to go back and look. But at least the fourth one of these.
We definitely did COVID, and I'm pretty sure we did at least 1 year before, maybe even two.
All right, so we're probably even in, we're five or six.
I think COVID we did all 64.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely was a year we did all of them.
A lot.
Yeah, there was a year
and
we did them all.
That was the year that we did the polls.
Oh, you know what? You're right, because we definitely did one pre-COVID. So, yeah, this is probably like the fifth or sixth, depending on the year they had to cancel it. But anyway. Yeah, we've been doing this since the teens, and we've seen the lobster roll from Connecticut every time. So who are they playing against in terms of the food selection when they suit up against the team, the electric team of college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeyes?
And for me, like at this point, outside of any member of the Boston Celtics, Caitlin Clark is like my favorite basketball player. I want to be like Caitlin when I grow up. But Iowa, you know, not exactly a culinary destination, sharing some DNA with Indiana.
Yeah, it makes Indiana look like high fashion, you know.
Well, here's the funny thing. I'm going to run through some with you. Now, it's almost like fair food.
Yeah.
Right? There's some real regional, some real interesting food coming out of Iowa that you have not heard of, okay?
Okay.
Number one we're going to go with is my pick. No, I'm going to bury the lead, okay? Rest in peace, the famous podcast, Bury the Lead.
Absolutely.
Scotcheroos, okay, is a Rice Krispie-based bar with peanut butter, sugar, and butterscotch chips and semi-sweet chocolate chips on top, and looks delicious. Ham balls. Okay.
Ham balls.
Ham balls lost in the invitational tournament to become the rep for Iowa.
Got it.
All right. Ham balls are working together ground ham, not ground pork, ground beef, graham cracker, and egg.
Jeez.
You form into a baseball-sized meatball And then you drown it in tomato-based sauce. Okay, you've got me. And then brown sugar and vinegar. All right, you lost me. And it forms a syrupy crust around each ham ball. Okay? It's pork country, right?
Darn right.
Then you've got chili and with cinnamon rolls. Okay?
Jeez.
Now, this is a connection to Iowa public schools, okay? They have an association where you're served chili at public school lunch, and you get cinnamon rolls with it. They're served so close together on the plastic tray that they're often like the chili's like soaking into the cinnamon rolls.
Got it.
And like the tough outer edges are being like softened by chili juice to the point where it's now become
a thing,
like a regional thing, because people like recognize it and they love it. They also have a breaded pork tenderloin, similar to the one in Indiana, except it's like, it's a total staple of the area. That would be one way to do it. We'd do another pork tenderloin sandwich, but it's bigger. Like the pork is pounded out so big, it's like the size of a dinner plate or a Frisbee. It's massive. It's way bigger than the bread that it's on.
Okay.
Snickers salad and pretzel salad. Okay. Keeping with the Iowa tradition of saying their salads don't have greens.
Guy, these guys just throw junk food into everything. It's amazing.
A creamy mix of whipped cream and vanilla pudding with slices of Granny Smith apples and pieces of Snickers candy bars.
Wow.
Okay. And then pretzel salad, which is like crushed pretzel layer with cheesecake and strawberries in Jell-O. Okay.
Wow.
But we're still
going. It's a salad?
Again, Iowa, maybe they are a culinary hotspot that we have not discovered as the American culture yet, okay?
Only a matter of time. Holy cow.
Pickle wraps. So you take a pickle, you smear it with cream cheese, and then you wrap it in generally ham.
Mm-hmm,
or
of course.
Some sort of pork or cured product, okay? And if you go to the fair, they call them pickled dogs, and they deep fry them.
Of course they do.
If you're like just hosting your event in Iowa and you want to put out some pickle wraps, you generally just wrap them up and put them in some cold. It's like the Iowa version of like cantaloupe and prosciutto. Okay.
Yeah. So JJ, just being honored as the Iowa representative is its own 64-team tournament. It seems like, wow.
I went with, in the interest of giving us something that we can translate to a broader audience and something that we could wrap our heads around what it tastes like, the famous taco pizza, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a deconstructed taco, an American taco, with the ground beef, and the lettuce, the iceberg lettuce, the tomato, the
refried cheese.
Beans.
Yep.
You know, probably paste salsa, and then you crumble some tortilla chips on the top and squirt some sour cream on it. And apparently some man named Joseph Witte claims he created it in 1974 at Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor in Bettendorf. And, well, it's now everywhere in Iowa. It's a regional delicacy.
Got it.
So the taco pizzas of Iowa are facing the Connecticut-style hot lobster rolls of Yukon.
Okay, so here's what we're going to
round out our final fours.
Here's what we're going to do. Wowzers. Okay, I want to change my vote on that low country boil to the barbecue. We got to do that. So that's going through. That was back in the men's bracket, right?
No, that was in NC State, South Carolina.
Perfect. Okay, good. That's good. So NC State's going to move forward in that one because I got to throw that hot lobster roll ahead of that taco pizza thing, taco salad, taco whatever thing.
I think you have to.
Right? So I think we've got our super final four or our two matchups.
Well, here's a question for you. Did any of the other Iowa delicacies, would they have ranked higher than a lobster roll or even higher than the taco pizza? Did any of those grab you to the point where I should have picked that?
From a sheer intrigue standpoint, pretty much all of them, but the one that was the ham meatball thing, ham balls?
The ham balls, yeah.
I think the ham balls would have gone ahead of the taco pizza for me, dog. But, you know, again, none of them were going to beat the hot lobster roll.
In my opinion, the Iowa food, they're like Elite Eight level local delicacies.
Yes.
These are not Final Four national championship level foods.
Yeah, it's like state championship. You know, it's high school. You know, not in a bad way, right? It's very nuanced. It's very niche, but it sounds very intriguing. So, okay, so we've got a hot lobster roll against North Carolina style barbecue, and on the women's side, and we've got on the men's side, we got the UConn pizza.
New Haven style pizza versus the pork tenderloin sandwich.
All right, so we got okay, there you go. I would like to see the women's champion be the North Carolina barbecue, on my opinion, and then the men's champion would be that New Haven pizza, and then we can have barbecue versus pizza for the super final, but that's me. Where are you?
I'm definitely going with the New Haven style pizza over the pork tenderloin sandwich.
Have to.
And I'm a little more torn on Carolina style barbecue over Connecticut style lobster roll.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Connecticut style lobster roll is it's a lot harder to find a good version of it.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like the Manhattan clam chowder of lobster rolls. Like, it exists, people like it better, but not the majority of the people.
It is the second it is the little brother of the famous dish.
It's the Pepsi of lobster rolls. No disrespect to Pepsi.
Whereas
I love Pepsi.
Carolina style barbecue is a brand.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of like the four main barbecue styles domestically, right? Like to broaden the brush. Yeah, so I think that we got to put the barbecue through. I think you have to.
So that leaves us with New Haven style pizza versus North Carolina style barbecue.
Wow, I love it. Well, listen, why don't you go first? If you had a pick, what would you pick? It's really hard. I mean, I'll take a side of both, please, right?
Yeah, you know.
But by the way, you and I have just picked UConn and South Carolina on the food and the respective tournaments, and now those are the favorites. So to those of you who wanted some chalk or wanted some reassurance on your parlay, not for nothing, I would take them both on the parlay to make a few bucks the hard way.
I think I'm going to have to put these on my Instagram stories, too.
I think we got to vote. We got to vote to find out, because we're going to be back soon to talk Red Sox or something, and we're going to have to recant the vote. I want the people to speak, but since it's just you and me, again, this is in like a triple overtime thriller. And I told you, the winner of the Low Country Boil Barbecue would probably win it. You can do so much with North Carolina barbecue, and you can do so much with New Haven pizza, but at the end of the day, I gotta go barbecue.
It's barbecue. Coin flip. First, like, answer in 1 second or less. Don't think about it.
Barbecue.
It's barbecue.
Agreed.
It's pork. It's hardwood. It's vinegar based barbecue sauce, and it's here it is. Here's your champion of the super Elite Eight. North Carolina State,
which, by the way,
honorable mention to UConn and the winner of their the men's regional.
That's right. Men's regional, UConn wins it. UConn and NC State both got two cracks at it, so it's not surprised that we were matched up in the super final. And NC State, you may or may not win one of these NCAA titles, but you just won the filibuster freestyle man cook good first ever super final in the Final Four food brackets. And we got this thing done with a few minutes to spare for J-Day to pick his daughter up from school on time. And that's what we call hot dad summer, baby. It's just getting started. Am I right, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Hashtag hot dad summer. We'll talk more about that. But JJ's going to come east later this summer. And even though Andrew Patterson is not a dad, he is hot. So he'll be involved as well.
Yeah, we'll let him in a club honorary style. What we'll do is we'll go and wake him up in the middle of the night for the first 6 weeks to prep him.
Yeah,
and then
so that way he's punch drunk.
Yell at him and cry randomly and be completely unreasonable, and also somehow wrap him into this like Stockholm syndrome of unconditional love, and he should be ready to go by the time I get there.
It's a plan, guys. It's a plan. All right, JJ, I'm going to press stop on this one. Everybody enjoy the games. Go to Jeremy's Instagram, @mancookgood. You can vote on these selections. We did it last year, I think, or at least 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to see what y'all had to say. So please do that. JJ, stick around for 2 seconds. We'll catch up. Everybody else, like I said, enjoy the games.